Pilsen is perhaps best known for its iconic beer. The famous gates at the entrance to the brewery are the city's best known landmark. But less than a kilometer away, work has begun on another, rather more controversial building. Developers want to build a gigantic shopping mall in the city center, and opponents are campaigning for a local referendum to stop it. Rob Cameron has just returned from Pilsen and has this report.
This is Ameritska, Pilsen's main boulevard, so named for the liberation by American troops in May 1945. It's not the prettiest of streets, but it is a vital pedestrian and vehicle artery, 1 kilometer long, running through this bustling industrial town. And all along one side of it is a massive pit, the site of what will be one of the biggest shopping centers in the country, but not if a group of campaigners get their way.
Pedestrian zone, the city council promised that to be a pedestrian zone, and they restored it, and then they decided not to make...
This is Petr Vaněk, a 34-year-old Pilsen native. Petr's part of a 7-member preparatory committee campaigning for a referendum to stop the gigantic retail and office complex called Corso Ameritska from going ahead.
I'm not somebody who would be against any kind of shopping, against any kind of commercial center. I think that Pilsen has got enough of them, but that's not the main reason why we decided to run this campaign. What is more important that this place in downtown Pilsen is very valid. It's a big space in downtown Pilsen and it could be used to do a lot of good.
Corso Ameritska's developers want to build a 35,000 square meter shopping center with bars, restaurants and underground parking. Petr and his colleagues say that will attract even more traffic to an already congested city and will suck the life out of local businesses. So what do the people of Pilsen want?
There's a Tesco's just around the corner, so we've already got a shopping center here. And anyway, they're everywhere in Pilsen. I think they should turn it into a green space instead. So I'm in favor of a referendum.
I'm against it. I don't like it. There are dozens of shopping centers here already. So I'm definitely going to take part in the referendum, and I'm definitely going to vote against it.
I'm a city guy. I want them to build a shopping center here, and I'll tell you why. I don't want to drive to the edge of town to do my shopping. I want to do my shopping in the city center, just like you do in London or Paris. So I'm in favor.
Views are mixed, though his appeared to be in the minority. Petr Vaněk and his colleagues say it's such a big and controversial project, it should be decided by the citizens. They've gathered 20,000 signatures on a petition, enough, they say, for the city authorities to call a binding referendum. But the city's dragging its feet, and so the matter's gone to court. Pilsen Mayor Martin Baxa says his colleagues are treating the project like any other.
For the city of Pilsen, what's important is that all construction projects carried out by private investors fulfill the conditions laid down by the city. I've always insisted that this project should be overseen the same way as any other project. It must fulfill the conditions laid down by the city.
The court will decide by early November whether the referendum can ask citizens not only if the city should do everything in its power to stop the project, but also whether the land, which is not city-owned, can be permanently rezoned as urban greenfield, meaning no major construction can take place there. If the referendum goes ahead, and if the answer is yes, it would be an unprecedented development in Czech local politics, the first time ever a major city would have held a successful plebiscite. And not to mention a major headache for the investor, who will have bought a huge plot of land on which it's not allowed to build.
That was Rob Cameron with a report on Pilsen's new shopping center. Do you live in Pilsen or have you ever visited it? What do you think about the opening of a shopping center in this historical city? Let us know by sending us an email to english@radio.cz, or you can also post a comment on our Facebook page.